Dave, I've got one for you, which has been sent in by Jim, who is over in the States. So here it comes.
Hello, my name is Jim Morris, calling from Tampa, Florida in the United States. My question concerns the cosmic microwave background radiation. When you guys talk about it, you say it's left over from the Big Bang. But it seems to me if it was created by the Big Bang, it would have radiated outwards at the speed of light for all these billions of years, well before our galaxy was ever created. So how are we still seeing it? What is it bouncing off of? Or maybe I'm just missing something. Thank you for considering my question. Have a nice one.
That's a really interesting question. As far as we know, the universe is effectively infinite. And what the Big Bang wasn't an explosion in one place in space and stuff moving out into the rest of space. It was the fact that all of the space was just a lot smaller. So everything was a lot closer together. Because the universe was infinite, however far back you go, there'll always be some more universe further away. So the light could have travelled from somewhere just slightly further away so it can travel through more universe and get to us. The other thing with the cosmic microwave background radiation was it isn't dating from the very beginning of the Big Bang. It's actually light given off when electrons joined up with protons to form hydrogen atoms and joined up with helium nuclei to form helium atoms. And that released a lot of sort of X-ray stroke ultraviolet light. And that happened about 380,000 years after the very, very violent beginning of the Big Bang. So by that point, the universe was actually already quite big. And we just are happy to see that out at sort of 13 or 14 billion light years away. So, and that's the edge where light is travelling to us from. As we wait for, in a billion years' time, we will see that light coming from another billion light years further away. And so, as far as we know, if the universe is infinite, we'll keep on seeing it forever because the light will have just travelled further, so for a longer time.
I mean, the point is that, as you say, the universe was created everywhere all at once in those early days. So every bit of it is emitting radiation. And therefore, as it expands and grows, and then 13 billion years later, here we are, we're seeing light which is coming from one side of it, the opposite side to which we are. And so as a result, there's still stuff coming our way because it was coming from everywhere all at once.
And as far as we know, it'll keep on coming.